Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. This short series comes to a conclusion tonight, and interleague play comes to a conclusion for the Cleveland Indians. We talked a little bit about it today on the Manager's Minute, but Terry, 20 games against the National League. What are your feelings about interleague? Would you like to see it abolished? Do you like interleague? And anything you would do to tweak it if you do like it?
No, I think I like it. It's certainly different than when they first brought it in because it sort of happens sporadically now, you know, as opposed to when everybody was doing it. And that's okay, too. I think the biggest thing is I'm still concerned about the DH or not the DH, you know, the disparity from league to league. And when you go to a National League team, you know, you're at a pretty big disadvantage. And so I'd like to see that change somehow. I don't know if that'll happen. But as far as interleague goes, if the fans like it and if it makes it work with the leagues, I don't think anybody has a problem with it.
Terry, you've managed in both leagues. Do you like the designated hitter? I'm guessing we all realize it's probably here to stay. You're going to have a tough time getting rid of it.
Yeah, and wouldn't want to. You know, I came up as a National League manager and got used to it. So once you're used to it, you know, that's all you really think about. I know when we'd go to American League City, I was kind of glad because I could get some guys at bats. But then when I went to Boston, I quickly became happy. We had Ortiz and, you know, you made your pitching moves based strictly on how you felt about your pitcher as opposed to maybe, well, you know, is he going to come out because you're down a run in the seventh? And you get used to that. So I have to check myself when we go to a National League City because you just get accustomed to doing it one way. And it just, you know, I tell Millsy every time, I said, just stay with me here because I just, you know, we're not used to it. It's not baseball's baseball, but it's still a little bit different.
It just seems like it really penalizes the American League, not only in interleague play, but when it really counts, and that's in the World Series.
Well, when you start having, like, your DH playing a position that he's not normally doesn't do during the season, and you're bumping somebody that normally plays there, you're not putting your best team out there. And like you said, you're at a point where you're in a World Series and you're playing with maybe one hand tied behind your back. That's a little bit that worries me because you're not putting the product out there that you want to.
Well, you did put Carlos Carrasco on the DL, and I know we talked about that last night. It doesn't look like it'll be more than 15 days. And what can you tell us about Cody Anderson coming here to pitch now tonight after he's been out?
Well, Cody was going to pitch Monday and probably go three innings just so we could slot him in wherever we wanted to. We didn't want to get him too far out and then he'd be down for 5 days. We called him, in fact, I think he was supposed to pitch Tuesday, but we called him Monday when he was going to throw his side and said, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to either bump Carlos back or DL him. Either way, you're pitching Wednesday. So he knew that. So he threw his side. He's good to go. Then we waited on Carlos to see if he was going to get an injection or not. And they decided the injection was probably the best route to go. So then we DL'd him. And with the days off coming up, he really only probably misses one start, and then you bump him back. And I'm guessing he's going to be good to go when that DL time's up.
Any way you can speculate on what you might get from Cody Anderson, and will he be on a pitch limit?
We're going to probably, just because he's been down, I wouldn't be surprised if we keep him to, you know, 75-ish. Some of that's going to be dependent on how hard he has to work, things like that. But we have a day off tomorrow, so we can certainly unload our bullpen without the worry of, oh, we got a game tomorrow. So it's not as cumbersome as it could be in the middle of a long stretch of games.
How's Chris Johnson and the infected hand coming?
He's doing pretty well, actually. He left the tee yesterday. He was going to hit on the field today, but with the rain, he'll hit indoors. And then Friday and Saturday, he's going to go to Akron, and he'll DH, play a position the second day, come back and fly with us Sunday to Toronto, and be activated on Tuesday the 1st, unless something happened in between and we did it earlier.
Hey, this offense suddenly, especially here at home, has come to life. You've done something you hadn't done since like 1999, and that's 8 games with 10 hits or more. Is there any rhyme or reason to explain what has gone on here at home? Like the pitchers' ERAs are higher, and yet the offense has been worse.
Well, you know what, Hammy? I don't know. I mean, again, somebody asked me that question about the 8-2 in our last 10 at home, and I was like, yeah, but it's been a whole month. I mean, we were going on the road forever. So I really think it comes down to how we're playing. And I don't think it matters if we're home or away. If we play good baseball, we generally give ourselves a chance to win. And when we don't, we give ourselves a chance to lose.
Drive manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Now stay tuned for the Indians and Brewers on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.